The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rabinowitz.
We are holding in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Tefilas Shmonesre, Klal Yud Ches. We are up to Seif Tezayin. Kfar Nizbor B'Simin Yud Beisif Gimel has been discussed earlier. The Margish Ba'atzmo Afilu Ktsas Hargosha L'Tzrochav. If someone feels even a slight need to relieve himself, Asu Lo Lehispalel Ad Sheyenakes Atzmo. One may not daven until he cleans himself, until he readies his body for tefillah. This is based on a pasuk in Koheles, Perek Dalet, pasuk Yud Zayin, Shmo Raglecha Kasher Teilech El Beiso Elokim, and the Gemara Darshans and Brachas Daf Chav Gimlam and Aleph, that Raglecha is a reference to the Nekavim that are come out near the Raglayim. And therefore one has to see to it that his body is clean, is to be bodek himself before davening. And if he feels even a slight urge, he cannot daven, and the same would apply to any dvarim shebekdusha, any brachis, that preferably he should not even say kriyashma if he has any need to relieve himself, but as we'll see, Shmoneh Esrei is more chomer, more stringent. So one cannot shenat daven until he cleans himself. Umikol shekein l'tfilas Shmoneh Esrei, certainly when it comes to davening, Shmoneh Esrei she'osolo lamod lehispalel, he cannot stand up to daven, k'shehu margish k'tzas l'tzrochav, even if he feels to some degree that he needs to relieve himself. Now the halacha is that if one did have to relieve himself and nevertheless davened, that he has to daven again. He has to, his tefillah is invalid. But this is limited to someone who could not have waited 72 minutes, which is the time it takes to walk a parsa. A parsa is 4 mil, which is approximately 2 miles, a little less than that. And that it normally takes 72 minutes to walk that distance. If a person cannot contain himself for that time period, and he nevertheless went ahead and davened, his tefillah is considered a to'eva, an abomination, and he needs to daven again. And Be'er Halacha points out that even if a person could hold himself for longer by sitting in one place, but we estimate the time that he could have held himself by considering him to be walking. You know, we see to it that we examine how long he could contain himself were he to be walking. So that's the shiur of parsa. Bediyeved, if one could have held himself in for 72 minutes and daven, the tefillah does count. But as was mentioned, lechatchila, he should not daven, even if he could hold himself back for 72 minutes. And the same would apply to Divrei Torah, that lechatchila, one should not daven or learn as long as he needs to go. The Mishnah Brura brings two shittas. What if he could hold himself for 72 minutes? Could he daven? Or could he read Kriyashma? There we have two opinions. So again, to summarize, when it comes to Shmoneh Esrei, certainly one should not daven Shmoneh Esrei lechatchila as long as he has any urge to go, even if he could hold himself for 72 minutes. And when it comes to Kriyashma, learning Torah, there are two shittos in the Mishnah Brura, and preferably one should be machmir to relieve oneself before reading Kriyashma or learning Torah. Continues the Kitzur, ve'ulam, imitchila lo hirgish klal, if initially when he began davening Shmoneh Esrei, he had no urge to relieve himself. And it was only later during Shmoneh Esrei, Hirgish Utsarach Tzrachav, Bein Ligdolim, Bein Liktanim, that he needs to relieve himself, whether it's for solids or liquids, he felt a need to go only during Shmoneh Esrei. Yatzor es atzmo ad sheyigmor haShmoneh Esrei. At that point, he should hold himself in, meaning just contain himself until he finishes Shmoneh Esrei. He should not stop in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei to relieve himself. Rather, he should proceed and complete the Shmoneh Esrei before relieving himself. Velo yafsik afilu im argosha higdol. He should not pause his Shmoneh Esrei, even if he needs to go urgently. Mikomokom yatz yatzor es atzmo kol zman sheyochol. He should hold himself back as long as he can. Velo yafsik lotzeis beemtzos Shmoneh Esrei. He should not stop to leave the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Ad la'achar shesiyam amivarech es amo Yisrael b'shalom. Until he completes the last of the 18, or really the 19 brachos of Shmoneh Esrei, implying that he should not proceed with Elokai Netzor, which contains Hashem's name. He should not continue reciting any Dvarim Shebekdusha after he completed the bracha of Amivarech Esam Yisrael b'shalom. At that point, he does need to leave and relieve himself. If a person absolutely cannot hold himself in until the completion of Shmoneh Esrei, he is then permitted, obviously, to leave and relieve himself. He should not interrupt Shmoneh Esrei with talking. He should leave silently. And when upon his return, he need not begin from the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. Rather, he just picks up from where he left off, unless he was out of shul, unless he had paused for the time span that it would take him to finish to daven the entire Shmoneh Esrei from beginning to end. If he was out for that long, he would then need to begin anew from the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. If a person felt that he could hold himself in, then we said his Shmoneh Esrei is valid by the Eved if he felt he could contain himself for 72 minutes. And that is so even if immediately after davening he did go and relieve himself, but being that according to his estimate he could have held himself back for 72 minutes, then his tefillah is valid by the Eved. If one is not sure whether he needs to relieve himself, anytime there's a doubt, one could be makel because these halachas are ultimately midrabanan, and we invoke the rule of suffik derabanan lekula. Continues the kitzur in Os Yud Zayin. Hirgish sheyotza mimenu ruach milamata. A person senses that he has passed gas. And he could not hold himself back, because as Mishnah Berurah points out, that if a person could contain himself from passing gas in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, or really any point during davening, in that case he should try as much as possible to indeed hold himself back. There is no Baal Teshaktu, and there is no issue with containing that during davening. But Mishnah Berurah does add that one should see to it to move his tefillin out of their place, because it is prohibited, it is forbidden to pass gas in wearing tefillin. So before one has to do this, he should move his tefillin out of place. Now, if one did pass gas in the middle of davening, continues the kitzur, imispalo beveso, if he's davening at home, he should walk backwards for Amis, approximately 8 feet, and he should continue facing forward because he's indicating that he's still in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and he plans on resuming Shmoneh Esrei, but in the interim he's stepping back, or he could move sideways. He should not certainly should not move forward. The Mishnah Brura disagrees with the Kitzur on this point. The Mishnah Brura holds that he should not move to the side. He could only move backwards. Umotzi haruach, and he emits the gas. Umamtin at sheyichla hareach, and then waits until the smell subsides, dissipates. V'choizer lemkoyme, at that point he should return to his place. V'omer, and he says, Ribon ha'olamim, Master of the world, Yitzartanu nekavim nekavim, you created us with cavities, with orifices, chalulim chalulim, with hollow openings. Golui v'yadu alafanecha, it is known and evident to you, cherposeinu v'klimaseinu, our humiliation and disgrace. Cherpo uchlima b'chayenu, we are a disgrace and an embarrassment. In our lifetimes, rima v'toleya, we turn into worms and maggots, b'moseinu, and our death. So he points out that as sort of an apology, a submissive explanation, if you will, of what had just transpired, the gomer tfilaso. And at that point, he resumes his tfila. Ve'im yatsa mimenu haruach. Bimkomo la'onso, and if he was not able to move back and pass the gas there, but it came out in his spot where he was davening against his will, v'cheni mispal b'tzibur, or if he's not davening at home, rather he's davening in shul, sheyizbayish mistrachik la'chorov, it would be an embarrassment to him to have to move back. Eino tzarech la'harchik esatzmo, in that scenario he need not distance himself from his original davening spot, the gamlo yomar haribon, and he should not say the ribon, ala yamtin ad sheyichle hareach v'gomer tfilaso. So in this situation, he need not move back. Mishnah Brura points out that although he does not need to actually verbalize this, the tfila, does not need to recite it, but he should think it in his heart. And he should wait until the smell dissipates and then proceed with davening. If he had to wait the time span that it would take to complete Shemoneh Esrei from beginning to end, then he has to start over from the beginning. Sif Yud Ches. Asur leishev besoch dalet amos shel hamispalel tefilas Shemoneh Esrei. It is forbidden to sit within the four amos, within a radius of 8 feet of one davening Shemoneh Esrei. Bein milafanav, whether it's in front of him, bein milachov, behind him, bein min atzadim, or to his side. So one cannot sit within a four amos of one davening Shemoneh Esrei. So we consider the person davening to be in the center of a circle, and within a four amma radius, one cannot sit. If the person davening is davening on one side of a tall item or structure, which is 10 tfachim tall and 4 tfachim wide, then one is allowed to sit on the other side of that piece. The reason for this iser is that he, by sitting next to someone davening, he is indicating that he's not accepting the yoke of heaven upon himself, that he is not participating in the tefillah. Another reason offered by the Bir Halacha. So I'm sorry. That's just that one reason that he is indicating that he's not participating, does not acknowledge or agree with the avoda taking place. V'im hayoshev osek gamkem b'madishayech l'seder atfilah. If the person who is sitting is davening, even if he's just davening karbanis or psuki de zimra, if he is engaged in davening, then he need not distance himself four amos. V'yesh mekilim some are even more lenient. Dafilu eino osek binyanit fila, even if he's not actually davening, rather he is verbalizing words of Torah, it's not sufficient for him to think it in his heart, Mishnah Berurah points out. If he is actually learning verbally, so according to this opinion, it would be sufficient for the person sitting near the davener to be learning, even though he's not davening. The Hayare Dvar Hashem, one who fears the word of Hashem, Ayare Shemayim, Lo Yeshev Lifnei HaMispalel Tfilas Shmonesre Kimlo Einov Afilu Omer Kriyashma. So the Kitzer writes that a Yirei Shemayim should not sit in front of someone davening Shmonesre, even a long distance away from him. But as long as he would be visible to the person davening, he should not sit there. Afilu Omer Kriyashma, even if this person sitting is reciting Kriyashma, Avol La'achrav Ulitzdodin Ein La'akpin. But if he is sitting behind him or to the side, he need not be makbid if he is reciting Krishna or words of Torah, and certainly if he is davening. So the kitzur is lenient that and permits someone to sit within the dalan amis of a person davening if he is learning Torah, as long as he is behind the davener or to the side. The Mishnah Berurah is a little more stringent. Mishnah Berurah says that one should be machmir, at least if he's to the side of the person davening, he's beside him, not to sit within the four amis unless he's actually davening, and he should not rely on the lenient opinion that would permit that even if he's merely learning and not davening. However, the Mishnah Berurah writes that if you're sitting behind someone davening, you may sit within his four amis as long as you're learning, even if you're not davening. But to sit in front of a person, so the consensus of the Achronim is that one should not sit in front of a person even if he's davening or learning. One should not sit as long as he'd be visible to the person. Again, that's limited to if he's sitting in front of him. The lamod mutter b'chol inyan afilu lefana. But if he's standing, then one could be within the four amis, and even if he's in front of the davener, Mishnah Berurah sounds like he still needs to be involved in learning. He needs to be osek b'Torah, and that may be permissible even in the even within four amis. Yutes says the Kitzer, Im zeha yoshev hu adam chalush ein limchoslo. If the person sitting is frail, then we should not prevent him from sitting. He could sit. And Mishnah Berurah says that that's only if it's known, it's obvious that he's frail, and however, he should still sit beside the davener, not in front of him. And even beside the davener, if he absolutely needs to sit, he can. But if he can move away beyond the four amis and sit there, that's certainly preferable. Says the Kitzer in Os Chaf, Im zeha yoshev yoshav kodem. If the person sitting sat down before the davener came within his dalan amis to daven, and then the second person came, and then the davener began davening beside the person sitting or in front of the person sitting, so that the person sitting finds himself behind the davener. In that case, the letter of the law would dictate that the person sitting need not stand because he had preceded the davener in that location. The Mishnah Berurah adds that it's a midas chasidus, it is meritorious for the person sitting to get up nonetheless. Aval amad lehispalel la'achrav, continues the kitzur, if the davener came and joined the person sitting and began davening behind the sitter, shenimtza hayoshev lefanov, so that the person sitting ends up being in front of the one davening, yesh lo lizar v'lamod. In that scenario, the person sitting should midina get up and stand. In the Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't sound like it's a zehirus. It sounds like he must get up. V'kolzik shemispalo beveso. This is all when a person is davening in his house, in a place where he has every right to sit, and the person who came to daven had no priority or privilege over him. But if a person is davening in a home which has been designated for regular minyanim, certainly if the person came to daven in a shul which is open for anyone to come daven in, even if the person sitting sat earlier, and he's even sitting behind the person davening or beside him, tzarech lamoid, in that case, the person sitting must stand up, kiven shehamakom miyuchad latfila lechodesh, because this location is designated and available for anyone davening, so that everyone has the right to come daven there. Mishnah Berurah adds that this does not apply to someone who is learning. And I mean, if someone sat down and is learning and came and was present before the davener, and certainly a rav was giving a shir, and then a minyan came in to daven in that room, there it's not even a midas chasidus. There's absolutely no reason to stand up. But again, this sounds like only if he is behind him or beside him. But if he is in front of him, he would have to stand up. Chaf Aleph. Also, lavar besoch dalar amos tifnei hamispal tefilas shmoneh esrei. One may not walk within the dalar amos in front of someone davening shmoneh esrei. So one cannot walk in front of the dal of a person dominating Shimon Esrei as long as he's within the four Amis. And even if the person dominating is reciting a Lokai Netzar, as long as he has not taken steps back. The Bira Halacha adds that one should not walk even in front of someone reciting Kriya Shema. And Mishnah Berurah points out that even if the person walking in front of the davener is walking on an elevated platform, and he's for example a raised bima in front of the davening of the davener, he should still refrain from walking in front of him. V'lachenim echad ispal, continues the kitzur, if one was davening the gomar tfiloso and he completed his tfila, ve'echad omid la'achrav umispalo, and there is someone standing behind him who is davening vadayin lo gomar, and he has as of yet not completed his davening, al yafsia zeshalafanov esapsios. So the person in front ends his davening before the person behind him, he should not take the three steps back at the end of his Shmoneh Esrei, shenimtza ka'over lefnei ha'mispal, because essentially he would be walking in front of the mispal. V'lavor min hatzdadin, and to walk in front, or within, not in front, but beside someone davening, to walk within the four amis of someone davening, when we call shekin la'achrav, mutter. And certainly to walk within the dalan amis, but behind a person, that is permitted. Mishnah Berurah points out that b'shas atchak, if one absolutely must, perhaps if someone needs to go to his seat to daven, he can walk to a spot in front of the davener as long as he doesn't walk past the davener. If he just stops in a spot within the four amis, even if it's in front of the davener, as long as he doesn't walk through that spot, that would be mutter. Although the Mishnah Brura permitted walking within the Dalan Amis beside a person davening, he does bring a machlokes about walking diagonally in front of a person davening. There are two shitos in the Mishnah Brura regarding that. The Zohar altogether forbids walking within the four Amis of a person davening, even if it is beside him. Continues the Kitzer in Os Chav Beis. Shikar im eino yachol ledaber lifnei adam godol v'nechbad. If a person who is inebriated and cannot speak in front of a respected, important individual, asur lo lehispalel, he then may not daven. Vim avar vehispalo, if he did go ahead and daven, tfiloso toeva, his tfilo is an abomination, v'tzarech lachzo lehispalo kshiyosar yeinu me'olav, he would then have to daven again once he becomes sober. Vim avar zman tfilo, and if he missed the time for tfilo, if he missed the halachic deadline by which one would normally need to daven, mashlim osa, he could then make up for that missed davening, but tefillah shel acharei could then shogeg va'onis lekamon simen chaf aleph. That he's considered a shogeg, an onis, someone who did not intentionally, deliberately miss davening. So in that situation, one has the opportunity to make up for that missed davening by davening two davenings in the next tefillah. And this is speaking about someone who began drinking, thinking that he would sober up in time to daven, and then sort of lost himself and overdrank, then he would be considered a shogeg. Back to the halacha of not taking three steps back when there is a person behind the davener. If a person needs to say Tachnon after completing his Shmon Esrei and may not take three steps back because there's a person behind him still davening, in that case he cannot sit for Tachnon, and because he's still in the Shmon Esrei. And anyways, one cannot sit within Dalet Amos of a person davening. So in that case, he should do Nefilas Apayim. He should put his head on his hand and his arm, even though he's not, his arm is not leaning on a table or anything else. That is enough for Nefilas Sapayim. That is how a person should recite Tachnun in a situation where he cannot take three steps back. For a Dvar Mitzvah or under certain conditions, a person may walk in the Dalan Amis of a davener, especially if it's litzdadim, if it's diagonally in front of him, not directly in front of him. If a person is davening in a location which is not designated for one to daven in, for example, he's davening in an aisle, or he's basically being an obstruction, in that case, one is permitted to walk in front of him. And that completes Klal Yud Ches.